John, frustrating night here in the Midlands.
Yeah, well, we've known that for the last 2 years, you know, that you have to earn the right. And look at, these lads have been brilliant. You know, they've had an incredible start. But people are sick of listening probably then. But, you know, if, you know, to be fair to tonight was that we could have been one up in the first minute. Keep makes a brilliant save. And then we give a sloppy goal. And I suppose, to be fair, then they got a lift. But, you know, I think we seem to be making goalkeepers man of the matches at the moment. With Stacey the other night, and definitely tonight Brady made him at four unbelievable saves. It was two in the second half, one with his hand. I don't know how he got to it. And but you know, overall, we probably didn't pass the second half. We didn't play enough. And that happened. And I suppose, look, to be fair to Longford, they defended and they defended well. So frustrating and. But we just have to restart tomorrow and get ready for the next match.
Yeah, it was a frustrating one. They got the early goal. I suppose that gave them to some hang on to. And I have to say, even watching high up and high, he was just frustrated. They seemed to slow it right down. And I found it, on a personal note, incredibly frustrating, I have to say, and infuriating at times.
Yeah, and I suppose that's the way. And look at, you know, what you do. The keeper was doing it and they're ahead. And you're expecting them to do that. But I think, you know, at the same time, even in the first half, with two headers that... how they didn't go in. And you know, and you look at the second half, there was a watch, you think it hit it from 5 yards out. He put it over Ebron heads, it looks like it's gone in. It was just that type of night. I think they had a couple off the line, and you know, maybe they deserve that little bit of luck. But but for us, it was, you know, you couldn't say it wasn't from effort, but certainly a number of players did play below themselves, there's no doubt about that. And You know, you just as good of all those other wins, you just have to dust yourself down, get back in tomorrow, and the next biggest match is Friday night. And the only thing I think we had 11 shots on goal, and I think 18 overall in terms of the ones that went over the bar, but there were 11 on a goal. I think there's probably seven of them that were great chances. And you know, even at the very end, the one that's pulled back, you know, your man makes an unbelievable block on the line. But sure, look, you get nights like that, and it's just, for some reason, here has been a venue for the last number of years where we found it difficult for some reason.
The ironic thing is, you probably played better tonight than in some of the games that you would have won, such as the nature of the game that goes.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, in terms of the chances we created, yes, but at the same time, I think it was a period in the second half that we gave the ball away. Are we forced to play too much? And then I think when we settled down, maybe in the mid part of the second half, started getting the ball wide and creating a few more chances. But it's frustrating. It's frustrating, but you know, it's 12 games in, and they've done unbelievably well. But tonight it doesn't feel that way, and I understand that. But you have to just make sure that that's gone. Most important game is Friday night. You have to get ready the next couple of days.
Yeah, and it's a big one as well, not only with the game summon come thick and fast, but obviously Waterford losing tonight as well, yourselves losing tonight. It adds a different dynamic onto the big game, what already was a big game.
Yeah, but you know, I keep saying this, it's you have to concentrate on yourself, you have to concentrate on your own performances. And you know, was there an element maybe coming to the game that the result would come true? You know, that's probably the advantage, that everyone starts at the same time, you know, and maybe thinking then. And you know, it's psychology is a wonderful thing. You know, I studied it for a while, so I know how it works. And you know, if things get into your head, it's incredible. And you know, you have to be totally really so strong mentally and so determined, and if you get sidetracked, things can happen. So to me, every game is important, and the next 3 points are Friday night, and obviously we'll have a massive crowd at home, and we need to play well.
Just looking ahead then, Friday night, obviously Manning was missing tonight and probably missed his bit of trickery, or you know, to unlock the deep line. Will he be touch and go, or will he be around for Friday night?
Yeah, we're hoping he will be. It's a tight one, because you know, you're dealing with a player that has had a couple of years of, you know, been out for a long time, has come back into the pre-season, has been really good, and has missed a few games. And you know, we have to be careful, because the last thing you want him to do is something ends up and he misses 8 or 9 games, because we're still only in the first part of the season. So you know, do you miss him? Of course you do, because he's one of the best players in the league. And but Darren came on tonight, you know, and probably was trying hard. You know, fitness again is one of those things that he needs to get fitter, and missed all pre-season, has missed a bit of game time in the last, over the last 4 or 5 weeks, so we need to get him up to speed, because he's another guy that could do more for us as well. But yeah, that's the way it is. So we'll assess things tomorrow, and I'd be hoping that most fellas will be okay for Friday night.
Yeah, Regan included on that as well. He missed maybe his delivery or attacking prowess from left back at times.
Yeah, again same thing, we just have to be careful. You know, it's alright people saying, you know, yeah, he comes in, if he breaks down he's out for 2 months. It's, you know, you can't do that at this moment in time. And you know, and I suppose, look, to be honest with you, you know, the last 2 weeks have been challenging. We've had a lot of sickness, a lot of bugs, and it's been challenging with different fellas. But look, these guys give everything, they're honest, they try their best. And tonight, just, you know, to be fair to us, and to be fair to Lampard, you know, rode their luck, and look, Stephen deserves that win, and we're disappointed with that. But we'll work from Friday.
And just on the illness then, it was Colm Horgan ill, he didn't make it to half time, or did he pick up a knock?
Yeah,
he's
struggling with a little bit of a knock, and he felt that, you know, in the ideal scenario, we've been lucky that it's all Friday matches, you know, and we've had time to get them, and then when it goes to Friday to Monday, I know, different for anyone else, it's always a bit tighter, and so he wanted to try it. And we did, and you know, it was obvious then he was in a bit of discomfort. So we just have to wait and see where he is the next few days.
No one ever wants to win again, but in a funny way, does that take a bit of pressure off losing? That, okay, the talk of the winning run and the unbeaten run, that's all gone now. Let's just focus on the run.
Yeah, and I suppose, look, I've been around a long time, Keith, and I've known that. And in some ways, you're thinking that, look, lads, that's gone. We have to press restart again. Massive game Friday night. And you've been incredible what they've done, but it's gone now. And it might have been a bit of nonsense talk going on, and you know, certainly sometimes that can get into players' heads. There's no doubt about that. I'm used to that. I was fortunate to be in a team that had an incredible amount of wins as well, so I understand what goes on. But I don't want to be too critical. I am disappointed, but I don't want to be too critical, because you know, it's, you know, maybe if after 12 games you have that many points on the board at the start, you go wow. But at the moment, it's it doesn't feel today at the moment that way. So we have to just prepare and see, can we put our best performance again for Friday night.
And you're obviously only ever worried about your own result, and you look after yourself and all that, but does it take a little bit of the edge off as well, the fact that Waterford always lost today? So there's no ground made up by them, and no, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't think it's ground. I think, like, you look at, you know, leagues, there's no such thing. I think, as I said all along, you have to hang in there until you get to September, and then when you get into the last 8-9 games, you know, you need to be in that position, because you will have nights when you might have a period when you might lose a few, but the key thing is that you have to get as many points on the board, and we found it difficult in other years of chasing. So, you know, it's a question that, you know, if you're up there and you hit a bit of a blip, maybe the points in the bag might help you. I don't know, time will tell, but it is a massive game of Friday night, we know that.
And it'll be a test of character to see how the lads react to the defeat.
Yeah, absolutely, because, you know, when you always get a defeat, there's always that element of a bit like of a shock to the system, and you walk in the dressing room, you have the feeling that every week when you win, it's nicer. So yeah, but look, the other thing is, they're good lads, and they don't complain, and we look forward to Friday, massive crowd, and we hope we can give a good performance.